Today's reading is in Ezra chapter 10, verse 1. Ezra 10, verse 1. While Ezra prayed and made confession, weeping and casting himself down before the house of God, a very great assembly of men, women, and children gathered to him out of Israel, for the people wept bitterly. And Shechaniah, the son of Jehiel, of the sons of Elam, addressed Ezra, "We have broken faith with our God and have married foreign women from the peoples of the land. But even now there is hope for Israel in spite of this. Therefore let us make a covenant with our God to put away all these wives and their children, according to the counsel of my Lord, and of those who tremble at the commandment of our God, and let it be done according to the law. Arise, for it is your task, and we are with you. Be strong and do it." Then Ezra arose and made the leading priests and Levites and all Israel take an oath that they would do as has been said. So they took the oath. Then Ezra withdrew from before the house of God, and went to the chamber of Jehohanan, the son of Eliashib, where he spent the night, neither eating bread nor drinking water, for he was mourning over the faithlessness of the exiles. And a proclamation was made throughout Judah and Jerusalem to all the returned exiles, that they should assemble at Jerusalem, and that if any one did not come within 3 days, by order of the officials and the elders, all his property should be forfeited, and he himself banned from the congregation of the exiles. Then all the men of Judah and Benjamin assembled at Jerusalem within the 3 days. It was the 9th month, on the 20th day of the month, and all the people sat in the open square before the house of God, trembling because of this matter and because of the heavy rain. And Ezra the priest stood up and said to them, "You have broken faith and married foreign women, and so increased the guilt of Israel. Now then make confession to the Lord, the God of your fathers, and do his will. Separate yourselves from the peoples of the land and from the foreign wives." Then all the assembly answered with a loud voice, "It is so. We must do as you have said. But the people are many, and it is a time of heavy rain. We cannot stand in the open. Nor is this a task for 1 day or for two, for we have greatly transgressed in this matter. Let our officials stand for the whole assembly. Let all in our cities who have taken foreign wives come at appointed times, and with them the elders and judges of every city, until the fierce wrath of our God over this matter is turned away from us. Only Jonathan the son of Asahel and Jaziah the son of Tikva opposed this, and Meshulam and Shabbatai the Levite supported them." Then the returned exiles did so. Ezra the priest selected men, heads of fathers' houses, according to their fathers' houses, each of them designated by name. On the 1st day of the 10th month they sat down to examine the matter, and by the 1st day of the month they had come to an end of all the men who had married foreign women. Now there were some of the sons of the priests who had married foreign women: Messiah, Eleazar, Jarib, and Gedaliah, some of the sons of Jeshua, the son of Josadak, and his brothers. They pledged themselves to put away their wives, and their guilt offering was a ram of the flock of their guilt. Of the sons of Immer, Hanani and Zebadiah. Of the sons of Harim, Maaseiah, Elijah, Shemaiah, Jehiel, and Uzziah. Of the sons of Pashur, Elioenai, Messiah, Ishmael, Nethanel, Jozabad, and Elisha. Of the Levites, Jozabad, Shimei, Kaliah, that is, Kalita, Pethahiah, Judah, and Eleazar. Of the singers, Eliashib. Of the gatekeepers, Shalom, Telem, and Uri. And of Israel, the sons of Parash, Ramiah, Isaiah, Melchijah, Mishamin, Eleazar, Hashabiah, and Benaiah. Of the sons of Elam, Mattaniah, Zechariah, Jehiel, Abdi, Jeremoth, and Elijah. Of the sons of Zatu, Elioenai, Eliashib, Mattaniah, Jeremoth, Zabad, and Azizah. Of the sons of Bebai were Jehohanan, Hananiah, Zabai, and Athli. Of the sons of Bani were Meshulam, Malek, Adiah, Jeshib, Sheel, and Jeremoth. Of the sons of Pahath-Moab, Adna, Chalal, Benaiah, Messiah, Mattaniah, Bezalel, Benui, and Manasseh. Of the sons of Harim, Eleazar, Ishijah, Malchijah, Shemaiah, Shimeon, Benjamin, Maluk, and Shemariah. Of the sons of Hashum, Mattaniah, Mattatah, Zabad, Eliphelet, Jeremiah, Manasseh, and Shimei. Of the sons of Bani, Madai, Amram, Uel, Benaiah, Bediah, Chaluhi, Vaniah, Meramoth, Eliashib, Mattaniah, Mattani, Jesu. Of the sons of Benui, Shimei, Shelemiah, Nathan, Adiah, Machnadabai, Shishai, Sherai, Azarel, Shelemiah, Shemariah, Shalom, Amariah, and Joseph. Of the sons of Nebo, Jeel, Mattathiah, Zabad, Zabina, Jedi, Joel, and Benaniah. All these had married foreign women, and some of the women had even borne children. The reading continues into Nehemiah chapter 1. The words of Nehemiah the son of Hakaliah. Now it happened in the month of Chislev, in the 20th year, as I was in Susa the citadel, that Hanani, one of my brothers, came with certain men from Judah, and I asked them concerning the Jews who escaped, who had survived the exile, and concerning Jerusalem. And they said to me, "The remnant there in the province who had survived the exile is in great trouble and shame. The wall of Jerusalem is broken down, and its gates are destroyed by fire." As soon as I heard these words, I sat down and wept and mourned for days, and I continued fasting and praying before the God of heaven. And I said, "O Lord God of heaven, the great and awesome God who keeps covenant and steadfast love with those who love him and keep his commandments, let your ear be attentive and your eyes open to hear the prayer of your servant that I now pray before you day and night for the people of Israel, your servants, confessing the sins of the people of Israel which we have sinned against you. Even I and my father's house have sinned. We have acted very corruptly against you and have not kept the commandments, the statutes, and the rules that you commanded your servant Moses. Remember the word that you commanded your servant Moses, saying, 'If you are unfaithful, I will scatter you among the peoples. But if you return to me and keep my commandments and do them, though your outcasts are in the uttermost parts of heaven, from there I will gather them and bring them to the place that I have chosen to make my name dwell there. They are your servants and your people, whom you have redeemed by your great power and by your strong hand. O Lord, let your ear be attentive to the prayer of your servant and to the prayer of your servants who delight to fear your name, and give success to your servant today and grant him mercy in the sight of this man.' Now I was cupbearer to the king." So we finished Ezra, gone into Nehemiah. And Ezra and Nehemiah are covering roughly the same time period, the exiles returning to Jerusalem, from two different perspectives, one of Ezra the scribe and one of Nehemiah, who at this time was cupbearer to the king. And so at the end of Ezra, we're seeing this issue with the people having taken foreign wives, and Ezra is greatly lamenting this current spiritual state for his people. They come up with a plan of what they're going to do about it. They're basically going to appoint men who will judge the situation, and they gather together, and it takes some 2 months for them to work all of this out before they, as it states in verse 17, had come to the end of all the men who had married foreign women. And then we had many, many names. We usually don't like trying to read all those Hebrew names. I did my best with it, but just keep in mind that this was part of record keeping as well, and so it was important for them at this time and those afterward. But then we shift to Nehemiah. Now, the difference with Nehemiah is that he primarily focuses on the rebuilding of the walls at the time and some additional leadership with that regard. But both these men are providing leadership that these people sorely needed, a leadership to help them to return to God and to put together a community in Jerusalem again. Sometimes it's a heavy burden that falls on leaders to try to issue a call for repentance, a call for action, a call for work in service to God. And we need to realize that burden that's on them and assist and support those men. Nonetheless, we would do well to listen to those that give us a call to repentance so that we can rectify our situation with God. And of course, we're blessed with an incredible relationship with God through Jesus today, which enables us to have forgiveness of sins. Think on these things today, and as always, please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.